Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, sordid weirdos, and bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, can you turn me up just a little bit here, please? Folks, you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. You can turn that down a little bit, and you can look at me, please. I can go ahead and check us out online, friends, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, if you'd like to jump over on Facebook, you can do that as well, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Media, and or Bradley Dean, Bradley Dean double E. Folks, what we're going to be talking about in the up and coming hour is Obama's ICE administration puts most dangerous illegals out on American streets. I don't need to lady your candor, friends. Why would this president do something like that? It's quite telling, is it not? But again, we're going to talk about that in just a couple minutes. And before we do that, friends, I also want to let you know you can check us out on our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. And or you can give us a call over the next hour at any given time, 1-866-233-0747. Stick to the topic, please, 1-866-233-0747. Going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Huckabee calls for term limits for Supreme Court justices. Folks, America, you should be calling for impeachment and indictments, Article 2, Section 4 of the Constitution of the United States. They are out of their scope of authority. They are acting outside of good behavior. End of story. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Idaho citizens want closure of Muslim illegal alien center. You think so? Why all these illegals being flooded into America, friends? Especially if those with terrorist ties. Again, do I have to lay to your candor, America, why this might be happening in your country? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Liberal Pennsylvania governor vetoes privatized liquor sales because he thinks it would raise prices and reduce selection. What could we define beyond the word stupid? Because we just did. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. And then they came for Donald Trump. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Folks, you always know when they're a real threat. You always know when it's a real threat by the way that they demonize and polarize individuals. And what you're seeing right now is a real threat. This reminds me of back in the 80s, Ross Perot. Folks, he shook the establishment up. He shook up those that meant to rule the roost. And the fact of the matter is the American people should have got behind that situation to show those that in small minority that attempt to rule the roost, that they don't rule the roost, but the American people rule the roost as they're ruled by God. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, the German siege of Greece begins. No, this is not a repeat from 1941. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Jade Helm terrorist attacks, surveillance and other fairy tales for a gullible nation. Amen. Right on the money. John Whitehead, an attorney for Rutherford Institute. Let me say that again. Jade Helm, terrorist attacks, surveillance, and other fairy tales for a gullible nation. And it's interesting that 21% of America claim that they believe what the state-controlled media has to say. But it isn't it interesting for those that say they don't believe that the state-controlled media states, reports, whatever the case might be, but they go right along with the narrative. Wait a second. I thought you said you didn't believe. So when we're talking of Jade Helm, let's look at it for what it really is. When we're talking about terrorist attacks, let's look at it for what it really is. Why all the surveillance? Why the American government asking you to relinquish your rights that God gave you and that hundreds of thousands of men fought, bled, and died to give you? That's what he meant by fairy tales. This is the narrative. This isn't really what's going on. This is upending who you are, America. This is foreign governments infiltrating your country on a daily basis. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Ideologies are not defeated by guns. Obama. Oh, interestingly enough, friends, yesterday I was sitting, actually on Sunday, forgive me, I was sitting with a representative from the state of Arizona, and he had told me that he had just ran into some people from China. And one of these individuals, one of these foreigners from China, had a T-shirt on where it used to have a picture of Mao Zedong on it. It now has a picture of Obama's face on it. And he said that in China, millions of Chinese communists have Obama up as another Mao Zedong. Folks, what have I been stating and proclaiming from the housetops for years? Emulating Mao Zedong to a T. To a T, friends. Why is this happening? Because America has failed to keep the commandments of the Lord. Read Jeremiah 32. You're in trouble, folks. You're in trouble because of your sin before a just and a holy God. Like it or not, just had another conversation within the last half hour concerning one of the individuals. Claimed that he was a Christian. He said, Bradley, you know what? I got to tell you, the blank is hitting the fan. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, nope, I get it, Lord. I get it. Their hearts are far from you. They honor you with their lips, but their hearts are far from you. They don't actually serve you. In many cases, these people are using fear to make money. And folks, I'm telling you what we need to do is we need to get to the place where we repent before a just and a holy God, because that's the issue. That's the first issue, and it's the last issue. We need real revival in this country, because without it, America, you are done. And when I've been going through the book of Jeremiah over the last week and a half, friends, I'm telling you what, the parallel is it's to none other, friends, than America. But the fact of the matter is I didn't see in Israel where they were actually advocating homosexual marriage. No, that's transgressing. That's giving God the finger. That's daring the justice of God. Well, the communists in this country lead the narrative. It's time the American people led the narrative as they followed the Christ. 1 Corinthians 11:1. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, the sheriff has had it with federal overreach and does something about it. Sheriffs have more power, friends, than the federal government does, for those that didn't know, concerning their counties, their jurisdictions, so on and so forth. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com emails Obama administration planned criminal charges against political opposition. Let me say that again. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com emails Obama administration planned criminal charges against political opposition. We're going to pull up senior editor Tim Brown from SonsOfLibertyMedia.com right after this break, and I'm going to let him off in the sense of telling you, America, what's really going on. Enough is enough. It's time, America, you stand up. You don't have another day. This isn't another warning. Today's the day.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, I just always want to, when I shoot something from the hip, I always want to clarify and bring you back to exactly the source in which it was derived. In Jeremiah 32, verse 23, it talks about in verse 22 about how God brought the children of Israel in and gave them the milk and honey, the best of the land. But the Lord said to those that were under judgment, he said in verse 23, and they came in and possessed it, just like you are now, America. But they obeyed not the voice of the Lord, neither walked they in his law. They have done nothing of all that thou commandest them to do. Therefore, thou hast caused all of this evil to come upon them. America, it is the mercy of God that he uncovers the evil which is at hand, and he does it continuously. Because we know Scripture tells us that a sparrow will not fall to the ground without his notice. The very hairs of your head are all numbered. And we also know that Scripture tells us that the Lord beholds the good and the evil in all the earth. And there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and nothing hid that shall not be made known. This administration, those that serve we the people in this country, throughout the United States of America, that have committed crimes against we the people, have been uncovered over and 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 over again. And that is the mercy of God. Well, the Lord looks to the church, 78% of America that claim to be Christians, looks to them to keep the commandments of the Lord, to execute the extent of the law against the crime, to bring forth judgment, to establish righteousness, so your posterity and yourselves can have peace. But instead of actually bringing forth justice that guards your liberty, you magnify the crime rather than the law. Because America, for the most part, that happens in this country on a daily basis because America doesn't care. And I want to tell you this. America, you don't care. And I'm not talking about all of us. But I'm talking about those that sit back and make excuses as to why they do nothing. It's because they're looking for excuses to do nothing because they don't love the country enough to actually fight for it. Just like Christians don't love Christ enough to actually live for what he died for. And it's the same thing in the natural as well. But again, friends, you are in the position that you are in today because of what it tells us in Jeremiah 32:23. And they came in. We're here, America. And we possessed it. We drove out previous occupants. But the Bible tells us that the Lord said through Jeremiah to the people, but they obeyed not thy voice. They didn't keep the commandments of the Lord. Neither walked they in thy law. They have done nothing of all that thou commandest them to do. Therefore, thou hast caused all this evil to come upon America. You know, America, it sounds a little too simple, but rest assured, that is exactly the pith in the marrow of why America is in trouble today. If you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-233-0747. And folks, speaking of the issues at hand concerning the crimes of this administration, we have none other than Tim Brown, senior editor from sonsoflibertymedia.com. Tim, you just put up an article called Emails, Obama Administration Planned Criminal Charges Against Political Opposition. We knew that, but shed a little more light as to what's going on concerning the IRS and this administration.
Yeah, sure. It's been in the news that there have been other agencies involved beside the IRS in targeting certain conservative groups who were applying for nonprofit status. Back in December, there was a report in which it proved that the Justice Department under Eric Holder was working with Lois Lerner and her cronies over there at the IRS in order to target conservatives. Back in April, we had another report where IRS leaders were colluding with the DOJ as well in order to jail their political opponents. So this is, it's not something that's new concerning these two, but the emails that have come out now, which have been obtained by Judicial Watch, who's been at the forefront of the Freedom of Information Act requests, getting these documents out to the people, is the Federal Bureau of Investigation is now involved in that. They were pulled in with the DOJ and the IRS, and they discussed, quote-unquote, several possible theories to bring criminal charges under FEC law against tax-exempt nonprofit organizations.
Churches.
Well, it's not only churches, but any of their political opposition.
I'm just highlighting that for the very purpose that we're speaking to a Christian nation here, Tim.
Sure.
And I just want them to understand that what Kevin Shipp, both of our friends, as a matter of fact, who used to be a CIA agent, he had personally told me in Georgia that the administration's objective here is to upend our Christian heritage and our Constitution as we know it.
Yeah, and they're doing it. I had a Twitter war with his former Homeland Security Advisor, Mohammed Illiberi, about that very thing, about the Christian heritage, and he had no response, absolutely zero, to the Mayflower Compact, which was our founding document.
Amen.
For America. It is explicitly Christian for both the culture and the government, but he didn't have an answer for that. But this guy, the Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton, here's what he had to say about what it went on. He said, these new documents show the Obama IRS scandal is also an Obama DOJ and FBI scandal.
Huh.
The FBI and Justice Department worked with Lois Lerner and the IRS to concoct some reason to put President Obama's opponents in jail before his reelection. And this abuse resulted in the FBI's illegally obtaining confidential taxpayer information. How can the Justice Department and FBI investigate the very scandal in which they're implicated? They can't. They can't. It's a conflict of interest for them. And this is a problem that we have now within the executive branch. If Congress finds something, let's say they do an impeachment. I'm going to be having something on some articles of impeachment that are written up, three articles of impeachment that have been written up by the National Law American Law Center, I believe that's who it is, here shortly. But let's say they implement the articles of impeachment, and they impeach Obama. And then let's say the Senate indicts him. How then are they going to do it with a corrupt executive branch? How are they going to bring real justice when those who are in positions to bring justice are the corrupt ones. They're the ones who are indicted. I mean, this whole thing has got to be fumigated, to use the bug term. We have to rid Washington of a lot of criminals. It just isn't Obama. It's him. It's members of his administration. It's multiple members of Congress. And nobody wants to give up their position of power. Nobody wants to take the stand to do what is right. And, you know, you were talking about the church before. The church has been feminized. It's been neutered. It's, let's not get onto them because we have our own sins to deal with. Well, people need to go back and read the law. There were certain sins that didn't have some kind of punishment that was tied to it. People weren't losing their life or other things that were going on. But, when we talk about coveting, there was no punishment for that. But when you get people who have jeopardized other people's lives and their property and other things and have perjured themselves against those people, well, then you've got a real serious issue you have to bring justice to.
Well, and I think what it comes down to, again, now, folks, just keep in mind that I'm a preacher and so is Tim. And going back to the Word of God, which the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, when I'm reading through the books of Jeremiah, Tim, it keeps coming back to the fact that Jeremiah is pointing his finger at the hierarchies in the church, the hierarchies in the government, and what happens at length is that the people allow them to be corrupt and lead in corruption and in an evil manner. Well, the people are supposed to deal with that issue. And the fact of the matter is if America doesn't deal with the corruption at the top, guess what? Judgment's going to fall from the top all the way to the bottom, and that's exactly what's going to happen to America if the American people, we the people, don't respond by enforcing the laws against the crimes of the above said.
Well, that's exactly right. And sadly, too many preachers, like I've told you before, have left off the law. They said, we're in a new age of grace.
Yeah.
And we're not under law and all this kind of stuff. And they don't make the distinction between the individual and those who've been put in authority. As Romans 13:1-5 says, those people who are in authority are there to execute the wrath of God.
That's right.
Against evildoers. And the churches are not preaching that, and they're not pointing these things out and saying, you know what, forget the nonprofit status or the tax-exempt status or any of this stuff. These leaders here, and name them by name, and say, they're not fulfilling the role that they have as ministers of God to execute his wrath upon evildoers.
Ministers
what we've done
of
is
God.
Reversed it.
That's exactly right. Ministers yeah. of God, Tim. And people need to catch that. Ministers of God. Going back to Romans 12:21, it says that we're to overcome evil with good, and people fail to go to the preceding text to keep it in context. We got Tim Brown speaking of Obama administration planned criminal charges against political opposition. Thank you for your time, Tim. I appreciate it very much.
Yeah.
All right. Folks, we're going to come right back. Obama's ICE admits putting most dangerous illegals out on the streets.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. With Supernatural.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. On July 1st, 2015, a 32-year-old American woman with her whole life ahead of her was executed in broad daylight on the streets of San Francisco, right in front of her father. As she lay there dying, she said, "Dad, help me, help me." The father, Jim Steinle, will for the rest of his life see his daughter bleeding out in front of him, dead because of an illegal alien and agenda-driven corrupt San Francisco politicians. The murderer, Francisco Sanchez, is a Mexican illegal alien. Sanchez had been deported 5 times, has 7 felony convictions, and is allowed to walk the streets of this country. This criminal now has signed a confession, therefore there's no doubt about his guilt. A rabid animal like Sanchez should be executed with as little delay as possible. As a matter of fact, friends, I live in a county right now in the state of Minnesota where they have a museum set up. And interestingly enough, my relatives were actually the first established sheriffs in this county. Along with that, when you go to this museum, you'll see a steel cage outside where whoever was convicted or accused of a crime would be thrown in that jail cell for one night, because the very next day, friends, I'm saying this slow for a purpose, the very next day, he would be brought to court and judged. Innocent or guilty. Executing the law the day after the crime was committed. Not 2 years, not 3 years, not 4 years, not 5 years. Folks, you live in a society today where more mercy is shown for the criminal than the victim. I'm going to highlight this in just a moment, but I want you to understand that thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon thousands of illegal immigrants are out on the streets in America because Barack Hussein Obama has released them. I just want to highlight just a couple crimes, and then I'll paint this picture for you the best that I can with the time remaining. 1-month-old infant raped and murdered by illegal alien in the United States of America. Illegal alien here for 1 month has already raped a 10-year-old girl. Talking of illegal immigrants in America that have been released on the streets of America. 13-year-old girl brutally raped by 10 illegal immigrants in America. This one's about as sick as it gets. Illegal alien rapes puppy. Suspect felt that there was no problem claiming that the animal was his to abuse. Folks, the administration has not hidden its desire to see all of Mexico cross our borders and become American citizens. They're attempting to create domestic insurrection. That's all they're doing. It's also easy to understand that the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, it's overwhelmed, and it should be harder to believe that this agency, which is meant to protect America, is actually sending dangerous criminals back onto the streets of America. And this has been going on for years in this country. Here, I'll use the state-controlled media. The Washington Times reports more than 3,700 threat level one criminals who are deemed the top priority for deportation were still released out into the community even as they waited for the immigration cases to be heard. Why? Falls right in line with what I've been saying since day one, friends. Threat level one criminals have repeatedly broken the law and have been caught breaking other laws. They're a threat to the community, but they're also being placed back on American streets. The time continues. Homeland Security officials have implied their hands are tied by court rulings in many cases. What is their purpose? What is their purpose, friends? Homeland Security officials have implied that their hands are tied by court rulings in many cases. But the numbers obtained by House Judiciary Committee Chairman Bob Gutlette showed 57% of the criminals released were by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement's own choice, and they could have been kept instead. Baloney. In ICE's defense, these criminals are not simply released on their own recognizance. They are monitored. Most are kept up with through electronic ankle bracelets. However, even with this, they are staggering numbers. Folks, there are staggering numbers of violations. Not one of the individuals released followed the terms of their release. Of course, they're encouraged to break the law by coming over here illegally. What do you think they're going to do once they get here? In fiscal year 2014, ICE put about 41,000 immigrants through electronic monitoring, and more than 30,000 of them broke the terms of their release. And many of them racking up multiple violations, all told that they notched nearly 300,000 violations in 1 year alone, or an average of 10 instances per violator. Your government is encouraging the crimes by acting out the crimes. And if it starts at the top, what do you expect is going to fall to the bottom, friends? So, friends, the question must be asked, where are these criminals? Where are they going? And why are they not detained? Why are they being released onto the streets of America by this administration? For what purpose? Would it not be easier for the agents and safer for the public if the criminals were detained and then deported up to 5 times? Well, the answer is simply yes. the time continues. Part of ICE's problem is that it doesn't have enough beds to go out and pick up violators, according to an inspector general's report released earlier this year. Beds? Oh, it's their job to aid and abet the criminals? To comfort the criminals in their crimes towards we the people? Them that they're called, that they themselves swore to uphold? An oath to protect the American people? No, folks, they're comforting the enemy as they're releasing them on you and your children on a daily basis. Boy, what comes to mind is the Lord was right once again. And of course, I'm not questioning his word in any sense of the word. But I'm just showing the American people how prophetically right on things are when it comes back to the word of God. If you want to know where you're at, gauge it. According to Leviticus 26, line upon line, precept upon precept. Here we are. Isaiah 60, Psalm 9, he'll turn that nation into hell that forgets him. What's happening? 318 million people are allowing this administration. Oh, you know, it's interesting, and I'm sure many of you know this already, but even isn't it not interesting that when the President of the United States even recites the Declaration of Independence, he takes out the word anything to do with divinity or God? Yeah, because that's what dictators want to do, is they want to be put in the position of where God is at, which will never happen. Isaiah 14. Why is the President of the United States of America in a time of terrorism? Why is he releasing felons, illegal immigrants, friends, from American prisons onto the streets of America? This is incredible, and I'm talking about America, friends. In the fiscal year 2014, ICE put about 41,000 immigrants through electronic monitoring, and more than 30,000 of them broke the terms of their release. They're laughing at the law. And isn't it interesting, as they continuously create this domestic insurrection, they want to show you that the system doesn't work. But the fact of the matter is, they're not enforcing the laws of the system. They want to show you that the system doesn't work. They want to even show you that man's 10,000 commandments don't work. And of course, God's commandments don't work. Well, the fact of the matter is, God's commandments do work. And as a matter of fact, God told us to go back to the old path, not to the new path, but the people said they would not. If we simply get back to God's 10 commandments, we're not going to have to deal with man's 10,000 commandments. But again, here we are. Instead of dealing with these criminals according to the law, they're aiding, abetting, and comforting these enemies in their crimes against we the people. And friends, don't look beyond the White House to understand where this is all coming from. And don't look beyond the fact that it's your sin that has caused these things to come upon us. Read Numbers 32:23. Your sin will find you out, and America, it is finding you out. Part of ICE's problem is that it doesn't have enough beds to go out and pick up violators, according to an inspector general's report released earlier this year. In fact, there seems to be no plan to change things. Of course not. Nothing's going to change. And rest assured, America, it's not going to be God that changes. I know, everybody, just like what Tim was talking about during the first, second segment. Oh, you know, the preachers, they forgot about law. They're talking about this false grace. Read Isaiah 30 when you get a moment. But that's exactly what the problem is. Instead of grace abounding, sin is abounding. And so are the criminals that are committing this sin on we the people. Why? Because you didn't read the Bible for yourself. Why are we where we're at today? America, You tell me. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is conservative Arizona State Representative Anthony Kern. I recently attended the Take Back America tour hosted by nationally syndicated radio talk show personality Bradley Dean and was greatly encouraged by what I saw and heard. Bradley's combined message of faith and freedom is what America desperately needs to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Well, America, you ready for this one? During the break, only to come back again. Yola's just like, woo, woo, woo. Jeremiah was in derision constantly. It's like, man, I can woo, 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 woo. Here we are again. Lord, how many times do I need to put my mouth up to that trumpet before people start to pay attention? Are they not paying attention to what we said a year ago, Lord? Because we're in it now, Lord. Even 10 years ago and 15 years ago, Lord, here we are in it again. And you don't need to be a prophet. That's all you need to do is understand the Word of God and see prophetically where we're at today and what happens to a nation that wickedly departs from the living God. Here we are during the break. During the break. We have seen treason. We have seen aiding and abetting the enemy. We have seen a violation of oath. We've seen perjury. We've seen lie after lie for how many years from this administration? Only to come to this day, friends. Of course, to shove it down your throat and say there's nothing you can do about it. There's nothing you can do about it. There's nothing you can do about it, America. And some in America will even stand back and attempt to justify themselves in the fact that there's nothing they can do. Oh, what a sad place to be. You're dead in your sins. America just posted sonsoflibertymedia.com. American troops can't defeat Islamic State, said President Barack Hussein Obama. Let me say that again. American troops can't defeat Islamic State? Wait. This is the administration that is attempting to disarm the American people. Why don't you arm 318 million people and see what happens? See, but I don't want to go to the arm of the flesh, friends. I want to keep your attention on the fact that your sin is before a just and a holy God. Your president is now telling you that America, your troops can't defeat Islamic State. Whoa! This is mind-boggling, is it not? We are in it, friends. Yes, they want to embellish this. Yes, they want to heighten the strength of the Islamic State while weakening years through fear and oppression through the state-controlled media. No, friends. Turn the television off. Get in the Word of God, and you will find out that the hell itself can surround you, assail you, and you will come out victorious through the cross of Jesus Christ, understanding the power of God unto salvation. Because one man with God is always in the majority, and this is why Christians are the problem, because they don't want you to have hope in a time where a dictator wants absolute rule. Oh, man, hey, America, now you need to just sit back and trust this administration. You need to trust whatever they do and say. Because now he's telling you that America, your troops, hey, they just can't defeat the Islamic State. Who's been supporting the Islamic State? Who's been sending the Islamic State F-16s? Millions of dollars. Who's funding ISIS? Friends, who is the Islamic State? Islam means submission. Who's using a totalitarian method of government to oppress the people into a state of submission? Do as I say or else. And what are they using? Are they using faith to overcome? Or are they using faith so that you succumb? You tell me. Check it out. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com just posted, American troops can't defeat Islamic State. Friends, I just want you to understand individually and corporately, from coast to coast, your strength lies within a just and a holy God. And a mighty God, might I add. And a mighty God. I am not one to offer hopelessness, but America, enough is enough. Let me finish this piece off really quick concerning the ICE investigation that found out that Barack Hussein Obama's administration is putting the most dangerous illegals out on American streets. The Times, again, using the state-controlled narrative, agency officials say that they would like to be able to hold those who willfully break the rules, not the laws, the rules, but they haven't requested more beds. There's not enough beds, Stephanie, to bed and comfort the enemies that are committing felonies against the American people. And by the way, America, who's paying for all this? You are. Indeed, Mr. Obama's 2016 budget request actually asked for fewer beds to hold detainees next year, arguing that he wants to put more emphasis on the very alternatives that are being violated. So, therefore, there seems to be no desire to change things. Of course not. I'm not going to play stupid and act as if this administration really wants to better America. Of course not. He's been appointed to destroy. The president and the agency both have no plans to fix the issue. Friends, I said this before, and I'm going to say it again. And I said it during the RNC in Tampa Bay, Florida, when everybody was all dressed up like they were going to go to an Elvis concert. I first had to tell them that Elvis died in 1977, and I had to tell them, furthermore, that Obama wasn't losing. He was winning. Because he was creating dependence. America, he's creating dependence. And most people will say, well, you know, I don't think that way. Why should he think that way? You need to understand, they don't think the way that you think. I mean, just think about this. He's supposed to be a constitutional scholar, and yet he doesn't know what the Constitution says, but he sure knows how to destroy it, doesn't he? But again, he already told you from the very get-go, friends, that was his aim, was to transform America, fundamentally transform America. So who's to blame? Barack? The Islamic State, which is all contrived? Your enemies without, your enemies within, which are permitted and tolerated by the American people? Who's to blame? I can give you the answer. Go to the preamble of the Constitution, read the very first sentence, and there's your answer. Steph?
That's exactly right. You know, as Abraham Lincoln, love him or hate him, who said, America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. And our destruction is happening within because we, the people, have not done and uphold the Constitution, upheld the Constitution and our laws and our biblical values that our founding forefathers gave us. This is not the same country from our founding forefathers. This is not the same country from even 50 years ago, let alone a few years ago. It's time for us to restore this nation by standing up against the tyranny that we see and the lawlessness that we see all the way around the boards. And that's what the Sons of Liberty is doing.
It's not just the government. It's not just the church, though the church is responsible first and foremost, then the government. But it's the people in this country that tolerate the crimes that will be judged together.
But we, the people, when we look and we see what's going on in our nation today, we can point the finger every other place we want to. But the bottom line is it begins and it ends with us, the people, we, the people, saying this shall not pass. We've had enough. We are taking a stand no matter what they call us, no matter what they do for us. You know, Vernon Johns, who has said, if you haven't found a reason to die, you haven't found a reason to live. We need to make sure that we're living for this country and our laws found the Constitution. And that's what we're doing here at the Sons of Liberty. I just want to say for those of you that can support who it is that we are and what it is that we're doing, please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. And for all of our new listeners out there, what that means when you become a son or daughter of liberty is you support faithfully every month financially what we're doing to seek and save that which is lost. We are literally going out there from the north, south, east, and west. No matter where we go, whatever we're doing, we are preaching this message, the message of truth that people are literally dying to hear. It's an uncompromising message that not very many people are willing to speak forth. But we are here at the Sons of Liberty because we know that for such a time as this, we were called forth. And so are each and every one of you listening to our program today. But we cannot sincerely do what we do without your support. So please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Also, for those that say, well, maybe I can't quite give on a monthly basis, but I sure would like to support every once in a while or when I can, please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. In the upper left-hand corner, click on the button that says Donations Gratefully Received to make a one-time donation. We appreciate all of your support of our ministry for those of you who are already sons and daughters of liberty. And I also want to say we've got so many great products in our store. Please do check it out. We've got T-shirts, coffee mugs that have just been flying off the shelves, beautiful.
Yeah,
we have a new order that's going to be coming in as well. We had to double the order this time because they've been going so well. But we appreciate all of your support. There's books, CDs, DVDs. We actually just got an international order. We had an order from Canada, too, as well. So this is really spreading not only across our nation, but also internationally as well because people are hungry for the truth. So please check out the store. Check out where you can become a son or daughter of liberty right there on the website. And we appreciate all of your support.
Hey, now, folks, I want you to listen carefully to what Mr. Thomas Paine rightly said. He said, those who expect to reap the blessings of freedom must, like men, undergo the fatigue of supporting it. We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.